And welcome back. You're listening to Resistance on the Sound Isle. This is CIUT 89.5 FM. We were just so engrossed in conversation here in the station. We're speaking on the show today with Tom Vernon, who is the author of the new book, the magical book, The Drifts. We were speaking before the break there. We just heard from Troy Jackson off of the album CD of Troy with Batty Boy's Revenge. And before that, we were hearing from Dub Matrix with Give Thanks and Praises. So we were speaking before the break a little bit about sort of the inspiration for the characters and how they have come about. And I know that you did sort of start off the show by talking about hearing stories from your relatives in Arkansas and growing up there and hearing these stories. And I'm just wondering, have any of those folks had a chance to read these characters or read the book or sort of get familiar with what you've turned some of those stories into or the inspiration of?
No, because I'm not down there much. I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
But they know it's coming. And yeah, people in Arkansas know it's coming, and I'm going to stay with family when I'm down there doing readings and so on. And, you know, again, these folks are, I don't know, like so open and welcoming that, and the thing I haven't really talked about today is that the characters, all of them, from their various points of view, emotional states, where they're at, etc., are, in my experience, and it's my lens, right, but are Arkansians. Do you know? There is a compassion there. There's a, did you see they just abolished the ban on gay adoption yesterday?
Yes.
Or the day before?
Yes.
It's like, go Razorbacks. So I am, I'm eagerly looking forward to being in Arkansas with the book, with these characters, because I don't think there have been a lot of books about this sort of thing,
yeah.
Certainly in regards to Arkansas.
Yeah, I think, you know? Yeah, I think that would be a very safe assertion. Tom,
yeah.
I want to talk, because you were just touching on that about, you know, like, so things like, I know that you yourself have moved here from the States for particular reasons, and so a lot of the characters are dealing with this idea of displacement and movement, and I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about how that plays into the character development in the book.
Sure. I didn't really realize until well after I was into the book and experienced this external displacement, if we want to call it that, exile, really. Certainly by choice, but I was, feel like I was, my options were limited, so I chose among a range of very limited options. And as I was writing the book, I realized that what I was doing, what I was experiencing in my life, this displacement, was coming out in the book and manifesting as internal displacement, you know, whether it's gender or relationships, etc.
Right.
Okay. My beautiful and amazing and wonderful partner of 10 years, Vajdan, is, I met Vajdan in L.A., and we realized pretty soon, especially after 9/11, that it was not going to be a good idea for us to stay. We're part of a population in the world called binational same-sex couples. That means one person is from one country and the other person's from another country.
Right.
And, of course, I think there are only 19 countries that allow immigration rights to same-sex partners. Well, the States is not even close to that. So, Vajdan is also, he's from Zimbabwe, and he's of Persian descent, right? So he kind of looks like a Middle Easterner guy, although in L.A. he was always mistaken for Latino or Indian.
Right.
And it, you know, it became unsafe in L.A. They were rounding up Iranians. They were, he's of Iranian descent. And people were disappearing.
Scary.
Very scary. So we started casting about, looking about the world, where could we go? And let me tell you, there aren't many places. Neither one of us are Canadian, right? And Zimbabwe was not a place we could go. He's brown, I'm white, we're two men of a certain age, and we're queer. So, like, all of those things make it extremely unsafe for us to go to Zimbabwe. And so anyway, we cast about, and you know, I won't go into the gory details of some of the journey, but we finally found out that we could come to Canada, that Bajdan could make a protected person claim, a refugee claim,
right
here. And it took us years to find that information. Canada's right next door. It shouldn't be that hard. But you know what the thing is, Cyrus? Everybody wants to come into the States, apparently. So there's no information about how to get out.
Right.
Right? I mean, really. I mean, the queer the gay organizations and all that, you know, they're very sympathetic, but they can't really help you.
Right.
So, and that's important because just for those listening, if you're in this situation, get a lawyer from the country where you want to go. Don't use an American or Brit lawyer or whatever. You know, if you're coming to Canada, get a Canadian lawyer.
Right.
So we found this totally by luck. A lawyer named Michael Batista, who is amazing, and he has done an enormous amount of work with and for people like us, displaced people who can't stay in our home countries, you know, for safety and other reasons. And I was running an Echo Park in LA when Michael, it's very emotional. When Michael called my cell phone and said, you know, well, you can just come to the border. And it had been years that we had been trying to find a place, and we were like, what? So we started thinking, okay, like, how do we, now we have to close first Vajdan's, sort of close the door on his life in LA, and then eventually my own. Because I would ride to Canada on his coattails.
Right.
And so, and so that was January or so of 2005. And by May, we were at the border.
Right.
And, you know, the dicey thing is that on December 31st, 2004, the Canadian government instituted the third-party rule. Up to that date, December 31st, 2004, anybody could show up at the border and get protection from the U.S. You could go over the border from the U.S. and be accepted. As of that date, right before Michael called us, they said, no more of that. You have to come from your home country. So Vajdan would have had to come to a consulate in Zimbabwe.
Right.
But there are 13 countries. Thank goodness Zimbabwe is one of them, where this doesn't apply.
Right.
And at the border, there's a 5.5-hour interview.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after Vajdan came from L.A. and stayed in a kind of like an underground railroad for queers called Vive La Casa in Buffalo.
Right.
Give a shout out to them because they are amazing and they're doing really great work for people that nobody wants to deal with.
Amazing.
And anyway, at the border, 5.5-hour interview, and they asked him, why should we give you protection? And he said, well, because I'm from Zimbabwe and, you know, it's not good there for gay people, et cetera. And they said, yes, 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 but why should we offer you protection?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, because I'm from Zimbabwe and gay, and he sort of reiterated, five times he reiterated that.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally, he happened to see his passport on the table, and the guy asked him one last time, and suddenly Bajdan said, because of the third-party rule? And he said, okay, great. And
wow.
It's like, thank goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
That occurred to him. But that would have just been luck, right?
Yeah.
So we've been happily in Toronto ever since.
Right. So it makes perfect sense to me, you know, this story, The Drifts, just to bring it back. I mean, and thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sort of in rapture by listening to what a moving tale of displacement. And it would make sense to me. I mean, I think the idea of this blizzard where everybody is trying to get somewhere, literally, either, you know, metaphorically in their life, or literally trying to get to the person that they're trying to have this important conversation with.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see how that would just be so connected.
Yeah. There's, in the front of the book, I put one of my inspirations is a literary theorist who's long gone now, but Walter Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter Benjamin writes about history and other things. But he has this, I don't know if you know the Paul Klee painting,
right,
watercolor, of the Angelus Novellus. And this is an angel who is, his wings are kind of spread, and at his feet is a whole bunch of debris. And he's looking to the right, which is the past, but being blown to the future by a storm. He's in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I revisited that recently, I was like, that's what's going on with all of these characters. And all of us, I think, you know, to some degree or another. It's a storm out there. And sometimes that's leads to really amazing, great things. I mean, our life in Toronto, we've met so many wonderful people like yourself. And, I mean, the hardest part about leaving L.A., of course, and that displacement was our families of choice there.
Of course.
We really, you know, that's hard. And, but that said, I feel like we've landed on our feet, and the book kind of cements and articulates in an artistic way, hopefully, that displacement.
So, Tom, where can people get copies of the book, and are there any readings coming up?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have to give a shout out to Coach House Books. This press, which has been around since the mid-60s, okay? I don't know if you know anything about literature or publishing, but that's a miracle. And
there's actually a retrospective of Coach House Press on at the
at
AGO.
The AGO, right, that's
now,
right. There's a wonderful, and Stan Bevington, the founder and main force behind Coach House, I think he gives wet talks on Wednesday evenings there now. Just answers questions, and you know, Alana Wilcox, my editor, who, like Rawi Haj, I have to say, I'm very proud of the company that I'm keeping, who wrote Cockroach and De Niro's Game. Alana pulled me out of the slush pile, my manuscript, because I just sent it. It was the only place I wanted to send it to. And I'm getting to your question.
It's great. It's great.
And Alana is an amazingly insightful and articulate editor. And then everybody at Coach House has been just fantastic. You can buy the book at the Coach House website, coachhousebooks.com, or amazon.ca or .com. It will be in stores here in Toronto and throughout Canada probably by the end of next week. You know, I mean, literally, they print the book right there.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And so, you know, you go in there and you smell the ink, you feel the paper of the book. And, you know, after working with Coach House during this period, I can say, you know, there's all this kerfuffle about ebooks or, you know, the book object or whatever. And I have to say that there is something special. It's hard to smell a Kindle. I mean, I love it. I'm just thrilled that people are reading in any form. But boy, I want to protect that. I want to protect, and the independent booksellers, which I talked about earlier, you know, there's Type, there's Nicholas Hoare, there are
Toronto Women's Bookstore. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a number, Toronto Women's Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
It's really incredible. You know, calling around, exploring where I might read or meeting booksellers and so on, so many have closed down. And even if you go out there and buy one book, do it, because once these places are gone, it's going to be really hard to ever bring them back.
So true.
Yeah. So,
I want to say a big thank you to you, Tom. We've been speaking with Tom Vernon on the show today. I do want to say, be sure to check out Coach House Press and get your copy of The Drifts, a new novel. I would also say check out toronto.noonesillegal.org, doing great work around immigration and supporting people who are going through the process. Tom, thank you so much for coming and sharing your stories with us.
Thank you, Sarah. I can't wait.
Maybe in a couple of weeks it would be fabulous to have you come back and read something, if you'd be willing.
I would love to.
Excellent.
It's a great environment, and I love it. You're really wonderful to be doing this for 12 years.
12 years? Resistance on the Sound Isle. Tom, do you have a website?
I do. I have, coming shortly, will be tomvernon.com. That's probably the easiest thing to give a shout out to. And I have a blog at wordpress.com called American Refugee.
Excellent.
Yeah, dot wordpress.com.
Thank you so much, Tom.
You're welcome.